quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of the judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now try. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned of
the danger that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and the kindled God's wrath.
Pleasure of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now drop. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Tempted and tried, we're rough made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we know all about it. Farther along we understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death, said our loving master. A few more days to labor and wait. Toil up the road will then seem so nothing. As we sweep through the beautiful gates, farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. After all his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, give me faith that I can make it. After all, trials here sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble, then I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady. And by faith I'll know I'll make it after all. After all, life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Give me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know he's there to help me. He will hear my cry if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing, are the words I hear him whisper. Just a few more days to labor. After all, after all, his life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain tops so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all, his life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Give me grace that I can make it after all.
Burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share.
Tears run away to smiles and leaves my heart in pain. Then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes the tears away that makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet, that my loved ones I shall meet at the ending of the journey here below. Seems I hear their voices blend, and in a world without an end, I wonder when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him along the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me, soon its beauty I will see. And that city where we never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. He's moving us on. He is leading the way. It's the way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on, he is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to walk, and before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on, he is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us he has placed an open door. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful light of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
What's that in the scripture? You hear not knowing the scripture.
Matthew 22:29.
Not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, you are deceived, because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. Jesus aber antwortete und sprach zu ihnen, ihr irret, und ihr seid die Schrift nicht nach der Kraft Gottes. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord. I just pray to help us here in these closing days of time, to help us to express the things that we see. We can see in it for days and days, that everything is driven by a spirit, and we're just trying to bring it out in today's language and to show the people and to expose these spirits that are rampant all around the world. They hide themselves in the form of religion, Lord, in the form of a cloak of righteousness, Lord, but it's only a method of deception, Lord. We just pray to help us to express it and to bring it out in the opening, as you've given us a mandate to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And truly, Lord, they are unfruitful. In fact, they're doing the very opposite of being unfruitful. They're bringing trouble and heartache to a lot of people, and they don't They don't even know what's going on around them, Lord. We just pray, lift them, help open the hearts of the people, Lord, and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think we keep saying it time and time again that when you analyze everything, everything is driven by a spirit. Behind it, every movement, there's a spirit. And you got to be able to detect it, and the only way you can really detect it is by the scriptures, by the word of God. And back in the Old Testament, it was pretty obvious and what these countries did back then. Like certain countries, they had their Moloch that they worship, and it was pretty obvious, and that's why God told the children of Israel, when they go into the land, make sure you get rid of all these idols and all these Molochs and all these things that the heathen worshipped, and they didn't do it. They didn't completely wipe them out when they came into the land of Canaan, and before you know it, they started worshiping these stupid idols, and the Lord had to destroy them, had to take them into captivity, simply because they didn't go do what the Lord told them. Get rid of these idols, because all it is Satan worship. Behind these idols, there's a spirit. Behind these statues, there's always a spirit. And Satan, he wants that worship. He has to get it by hook or by crook. Mm-hmm. And mankind is so stupid, like it says here, not knowing the scriptures. Here, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. And here, in the New Testament era, Satan has come up with a new plan. He hides behind religion. He hides behind these preachers in the pulpit. And when we say things like that, there, see, the human race is so cooking the frog. They're so used to these churches. They think therein is their salvation. It's nothing other than worshiping that Moloch back thing in the Old Testament time. And here these churches, they're the same thing. Then there, that preacher is just an agent of Satan. Make sure you never find the truth. They entertain you. And man, a living, can they ever preach? I tell you, sometimes I watch them, and they have that camera, and then they show this lady wiping tears, and oh man, does it look real? But it's just nothing but Satan worship. Mm-hmm. When we tell people, like if you were down in Texas, and that I don't know what they call their church, but John Hagee, he's a big preacher down there. And if you're down there, that's the place to go, down to John Hagin. But it isn't just another Moloch. It's just another Satan worship at the end of the day. Ah, they got sometimes 100% truth. But see, it's what they don't say that's so deceptive. They will never tell you the fact that God sent the prophet. They all know about it. And God, it's there for everybody to see. Back at the 60s and 40s, 50s, 60s, Brother Branham had a healing ministry. But they'll never touch it. They'll never go there, even though they know all about it. And they know about Malachi 4. They know that he was a prophet sent from God. And they know, behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet. And they know exactly what we're saying here. But they'll never touch it with a 10-foot pole, because their mechanism behind their agenda is the very fact that they're trying to keep people away from the truth that matters most in the church here to Laodicea. And that's why we call them out, and we call them nothing but synagogues of Satan, agents of Satan. And I know people that are glued to them, you know, they sold their soul to it. And here, and like you're here in Manitoba, where we're at, and the talk of the town here in Manitoba, here in Winnipeg, would be that that's Springs of Living Water in there in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. They come from far and wide. Oh, have you been to Springs? You know, you got to go to the Springs of Living Water Church. And they come from far and wide to be there for Sunday morning worship. And all it is they come back in the days, back in the Old Testament, they came from all over to worship that Moloch. Even so much that they would offer their children to that Moloch. And burn them up, and that's what they're doing today. Mm-hmm. They're offering their children to this Moloch, to this, they got the school there, and they're offering their children up to this, the springs of living water to school. And now a lot of these churches are like, even here in Portis, you got the Alliance Church, and they got one on the other end of town, where these churches, they all of a sudden they have school programs, and you got to pay quite a bit of money to get your children enrolled in there. But behind us, it's still a spirit of Satan. It's just a mold, mm-hmm. And just that simple. Because sometimes you're better off taking to public school, even though they're all rotten to the core, you know, and they don't really. It's pretty dangerous no matter where you take them to.
Yeah.
You know, it's very obvious to you and me. And I know when we say these things, they think we're crazy, but we're not. We're just bringing it in, out in today's language, and time again, we've been trying to expose the unfruitful for work to darkness. We just, for you and I, it's so simple, like that Leon, I think it's Leon, I don't know, Leon Fontaine or something. And here, a few years back, he died from cancer. And the proof is in the pudding. It says, if you walk in my ways and do my statutes and do everything according to my word, then I will not allow any of these diseases to come upon you. And here he died with, I think he died with cancer. And then the proof is in the pudding. Why would he die if he's about the Lord's business? The Lord takes care of his own, just like he did with me. We have the proper faith. And here, a few years back, I know I had cancer, and I know all that, but I told the doctor, the God that I serve is bigger than the cancer. And the time came when I told you to pray for me, and that cancer couldn't go out fast enough. And God, if you have the proper faith, God will do that for everybody. And let's see what happens. People don't have the right faith. They have this charismatic faith. And mm-hmm. It looks real. It looks actually a lot more realer than what you and I are about, you know. And then people, they flock there. They, like I say, they come from all over the world. And it's not just that Springs of Living Water. Then there's that the Church of the Rock. You got to be at the Church of the Rock, because that's the second number one. And then all these movements. And then that Dave Waldron had a movement, and I think they called it Outreach. And he had quite a few people going to his club there. And then, but all it is, behind it is the spirit of Satan, because Satan now, if you do not do exactly what we're saying, if you do not interconnect what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And throughout the 2,000 years of grace, God had those seven angels, those seven church-age messengers, and they linked up with the Apostle Paul. And I know we keep saying it over again, because you're dealing with the people that are so deceived and so brainwashed that you have to repeat it to yank people back into reality. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus, this is going to be eternal life. In other words, anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, from the seventh star that God sent throughout the grace age, this is going to be life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then he sent the seventh star, Jesus held in his right hand, back in the book of Revelation. And anything outside of that, believe you me, he'll lead you out to hell and death, especially here in these closing days of time. And then people, they wonder why things, disaster strikes them, simply because they're hooked onto that Moloch. I like to say, back in the Old Testament, it was the Moloch or the divine statues they have. Even Daniel, or even in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, he had his big statue. And then if anybody didn't worship that big statue, he was thrown in the fiery furnace. And it's the same thing today. Today they manipulate. If you don't come to this church here, then you're lost, and different things like that. That's what the Hutterites tell you. If you're not a Hutterite, if you leave the colony, you're going straight to hell. And that's how they intimidate and brainwash the people, that they fearmonger them. But see, you and I, we're on top of that. They can't intimidate us with their tracts and all that. But what we're doing, we're just bringing it into today's language. That springs of living water behind us, the spirit of Satan, just like he was behind that Moloch. Like if there was no devil, and you'd be think people are crazy, go worshiping that Moloch back in the day. And it's the same thing today. It's the same Spirit only camouflage themselves now in the line of religion. And they can preach, oh, man, can they ever preach? Can they entertain the people? That's all it is. It's an entertainment session to lead people out to hell. You got to get interconnected with the seventh star. And here in the church here, the Laodicea, we have that seventh star, and he spoke through the vocal cords of William, Mary, and Brennan. Whether you like that name or not, to us, it's music to our ears, because it's a standard of God. It's a principle that God has instituted so people will not be deceived. Here we have that Malachi 4 prophet, that angel took his vocal cord, and he started speaking through the vocal cord of William Branham. Because Brother Branham, he didn't speak on his own. He'd get up in the pulpit, and he would just talk about the weather and things like, and he'd say, time to time, he would say, you might wonder why I'm just talking, like, why I'm not preaching. I gotta wait for that angel to show up, and then that angel would show up, and he would take his vocal cords, and he would preach something that nobody ever heard of. He took us back what happened in the garden. Otherwise, we still won't know what happened in the garden. And things like that. And brought out, but it was all that angel. Jesus, the revelation that God gives to Jesus, that Jesus, he gives it to that angel, and that angel links up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and that's how it's going to work throughout the great age. God will give it to Jesus, Jesus gives it to the angel, and all throughout the great age, that's how it functions. And anything, like I say, anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, it's going to take you out to hell and death. That's why I say people are hooked in to the wrong source, and they wonder why they have all these diseases, and they have all these heartaches and things done. People die and all that stuff because they're fighting with the Spirit and they don't even know it. They're not knowing the Scriptures. Just that simple.
Okay. I just want to read something here in Judges 2. The Lord's angelic messenger went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt and led you into the land and had solemnly promised to give to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my agreement with you. But you must not make an agreement with the people who live in this land. You should tear down the altars where they worship, but you have disobeyed me. Why would you do such a thing? At that time, I also warned you, if you disobey, I will not drive out the Canaanites before you. They will ensnare you, and their gods will lure you away. When the Lord's messenger finished speaking these words to all the Israelite people, the people wept loudly. See, that's what happened to the children of Israel, because they did not follow the ways and what God had told them to do. Then these gods became a snare to them. You can read it. They had, the Israelites did evil before the Lord by worshiping Baal. And then they had the other gods there, Astarte. And all the land, people that were in the land, all these different groups of people had different gods that they worship. And that's what Israel started to do. They started to fall for all these false gods. And then when they went out to battle, God could not help them. Because it says here, the Lord was furious with Israel and handed them over to the robbers who plundered them. He turned them over to their enemies who lived around them. They could not withstand their enemies' attack. Whenever they went out to fight, the Lord did them harm, just as he had warned and solemnly vowed he would do. They suffered greatly. See, that's what happened to the Israelites, because God could not help them because of these false gods. And that's the same way here in the Gentile age of the grace age, the 2000 years, what happened in Laodicea, God had a message to turn back to the Bible. And these churches of America and the world, they decided they're not going to follow what God had. And then God cannot help them. And that's why people sit in these churches, like you were mentioning. It's called Hagee's Ministries. So he built himself an empire. John Hagee built himself an empire down in Texas, and that's what they do. That's the same way with the Jimmy Swaggarts. Mm-hmm. They have a little empire there. Then their son preaches, and their son and son, and they pass it down from one generation to the next. It's a little empire. And people go there, and they don't realize they're actually being deceived. And that's why a lot of these problems come on these people, because, like it says, you err not knowing the scripture. You err not knowing what God has done in this hour, that he had a message and a prophet here to turn us back to the word of God. And then all these things start coming in, like the darkness that crept into America, and all the trouble that you see now. And people, they sit in these churches, and they don't realize it is actually their number one enemy.
Mm-hmm. The very thing that they would think, the very thing that's supposed to help them, they find out. After a while, they find out they got nothing but problems. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's set up that way because the Satan is their head on it. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And when we speak so plain, they think we're crazy. Like I say, we talk a lot about these other rites. It's the same thing. It's just an organization, a religious system that has somehow managed to be able to brainwash the people. It started back in the hours of Martin Luther, where that Jacob Hutter and that Zwingli and these people came up with this brand new idea. You gotta live in a commune type setting, and otherwise you really don't love your brother. The only way you can show true, genuine love of your brother is to live in a commune type setting. But it's all a trick of the devil. The devil knew that God sent that angel to talk through the vocal cords of Martin Luther back in the 1500s, 1520. And then he watches it a while. Then I think it was 1530 when in comes Zwingli, and then comes Jakob Hutter, and then comes Andreas Ehrenpreis, and then comes Peter Riedemann. What to do? To pervert and distract the very thing that God sent Martin Luther to do, the just shall live by faith. And before you know it, that era was so polluted that you can go back and read it in the book of Revelation what happened to the church age of Sardis. The light went out. And you have a little bit of light, but it went out because these infiltrators, they began to infiltrate what God was doing. And before you know it, the light was completely snuffed out. And then that Jakob Hutter thing, and that Andrea Rehrenpreis thing, and that Zwingli thing, it just kept multiplying. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. There was no resistance there. That it's just God, and that allowed some of them to get persecuted and get burned at the stake. But all of this is just a camouflage. And then along comes that Abraham Arnold back in the 60s and the 40s and around the Second World War. And here's the big movement down with the Society of Brethren. That's all just Satanism. Just that simple. And we talk so plainly because there's thousands of people that are allowing themselves to be brainwashed. And here we're coming along and we're taking the rapture off because that's what the Bible says. The mystery of iniquity will be revealed here in this closing. Be the time God's going to take the reps off, and he's going to show exactly what's behind it all. And one of these days, the damn big angels will come down, and there'll be no more Satan. Mm-hmm. He's going to be, and then people are going to wonder why didn't we see it? Like when God comes and exposes, you can see it back in the book of Revelation when once God reveals what these religions are and who's behind it all. Nothing but the spirit of Satan, nothing but the Vatican, the Pope, he's behind, driving forth behind all these churches. And they'll say, the Bible says, they marveled at it, without that beast whose deadly wound was. It's all in the book of Revelation, all these things that are coming about here in the closing days of time. And here the Lord is slowly taking the reps off. But see, you and I, the reps have been off for a long time because we see it coming. And for you and I, it's very obvious. And that's why we keep warning the people on a day-to-day basis. You don't have that many We don't have that many followers because the Bible says, Paul said, if I am a servant of Christ, I cannot be a servant of men, because the men will not accept what we have to do. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be a servant of Christ, you have to tell people the truth. And the truth is very evil spoken of here in these closing days of time, because that's what the Bible says. Black will be white, and white will be black. And truth will be a lie, and a lie will be the truth. That's how the society has twisted it. And now we're trying to go against the stream, trying to go against all that perversion out there and all that deception, and then we're the crazies, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's right.
We have to do what the Lord puts on our heart to do, and today we just want us to expose the spirit behind these churches. We've mm-hmm. done it time and time again, but it just keeps, the more we speak, the worse it gets. The more people think we're crazy, but mm-hmm. we're going after that. Like if you're living in Manitoba, you know, no matter where you go, they come all the way from Brandon, and they got to be the springs of living water for Sunday morning service. They come from miles around, and many times, I know, I went there one number of years back, and it was practically standing room only. And then they manipulate it. It looks so innocent. They want to draw attention to you. And if you're, they got this. They know exactly how to do it. If you're a newcomer here, if you're here for the first time, could you please raise your hand, and we're going to see to it that you get a special treatment. And what they do, if you raise your hand, they got exactly that. They know exactly where you're sitting, and they'll bring some literature in there. Then after the service, you're invited to come in for cookies and coffee, and then that's how they try to lure you so that you become a member of their cult. And it's all trickery, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all just make you feel important. Uh-huh. And then you got this nice young couple there, and they know how to talk. And before you know, you're strapped in, and then you become a member there. And I only went there once because I was onto their tricks, because I already knew about mm-hmm. Brother Brenham and all that, but the people that I was staying with, they wanted to go to the Springs of Living Water today. So I went with them, but I was aware what they're doing. Sure enough, here they want you to put up your hand or stand up so they can target you if you're a newcomer, and then of course they bring you like into the special room, and there they got coffee and donuts or coffee and cookies, and then they manipulate you how they can get you to sign up a membership and all that. It's all just engineered by the spirit of Satan. See, we're onto that stuff. I knew back then already what it was about. And all we're doing, we're just kind of trying to level best to expose it so they cannot operate in broad daylight. We're their number one enemy, even like we keep saying about the colonies. These preachers and these pulpits, they're nothing but agents of Satan. Mm-hmm. I know we speak plain because the Bible says, if I yet please men, I cannot be a servant of Christ. And we're not pleasing men. That's why we have everybody against us. And it also says, those that will live godly in Christ Jesus, you will be hated from everybody for my name's sake. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just bringing it out. And today's language, it can be easily understood. Just that simple.
That's right. And it, like we're saying, everything is driven by a spirit. And if you know the spirit of Satan, how he wants to lure people away from God, just like he did in the garden, he twisted the word of God. And there's enough truth in it. It's not that what he said wasn't right, but it's just he twisted it in mm-hmm. order to deceive. And then the fall came in, and you can see that throughout man's existence, you can see how the devil has been at work to deceive mankind. That's why he called out Abraham from the Chaldeans, so that these people would worship him like the children of Israel. And then they fell in snare and snared again with those false gods, and behind it is a spirit always luring people away from worshiping the true and living God. And here in the grace age, it was no different. Every time God did something, the devil was right there to make an organization. And then God just moved on. And that's why all these denomination churches are out there, is because they failed to move on with God. And the devil just created an organization. And then that's what's deceiving these people out there in our day and age. Behind it is the spirit of Satan to lure people away from the truth. And if people really want to know the truth, what God did in the Laodicea church hour, you will come to the knowledge that God sent a prophet. And if you follow that channel, then it will expose the works of Satan and how he deceives people with these churches out there. And you can see, like you were saying, that Springs Church is the number one church to go to here in Manitoba. And everywhere you can see there is some kind of a you can see down in Texas, it's that one. And then there's the Olsteen guy. You know, these are mega churches, but they deceive people because they do not tell them the truth. And like we said a while back, it's not that they don't have the truth. They don't tell you the truth. It's what they're not telling you. Mm-hmm. And in not telling you that God sent the prophet to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church, there are weapons of deception.
Just because they tell 90% truth. See, when you and I, we heard about it, we embraced it with a passion. So we're in the company of these people that did accept the message for the day. And then we have the promise, according to the scripture, that through that, through us accepting the prophet to the age, we will have eternal life on these merits. It's not something that we thought about or that we came up with. Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. You got to be in the confines of that channel, of that chapter where God sent these seven church ages. And here, like I keep saying it, and I will repeat it, because you're swimming against the stream, and many times you're almost drowned out with all mm-hmm. that religiology that's around you. And we're just trying to tell people the way to freedom, the way that they can, then they can find freedom and liberty from these religiologies out there. Just like back in the days in the Old Testament, to get them freed up from these so-called gods. Even back in the days of Gideon, they were crying out to the Lord, and before God could use Gideon, the first thing he did, I want you to go tear down your dad's altars. All it was, he had that altar there to worship that Moloch, or to worship some kind of a god. And before God could use Gideon, he had to go tear down those altars. And then the leaders came in, and they went after his dad, and wondered, how come how come Gideon tore down his altar? Well, what's the problem here? If that altar has any life in it, why doesn't it protect himself, you know? And that's how I'm trying to say it. You can't be productive if you got these Satan worship. Mm-hmm. And before the children of Israel went into the promised land, Joshua told them to get rid of all that foolishness, because it's a stronghold in their life. And then they wonder why they got all the health issues and all the problems and all these things that come upon people, simply because you got to have first things. But you got to be made aware where the problem is. The problem is these churches, and it's a mess out there. Mm-hmm. And we could just barely keep our own head above the water because the forces are so powerful. And then we, like I say, we come along, we tell people the truth, and it's a pretty tough sell. But see, we got the scripture, and we got the understanding of it all, and we're glued to the fact that God sent a prophet. Malachi 4, behold, I'll send you Elisha the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. He started preaching back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 65. The Lord took him off the scene, and then the move, the beat keeps on going. Then that angel took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, and he preached for 40 years. till 2004, and now we're having putting the finishing touches to the final chapter of the Grace Age. The Grace Age is over, and now we're living in the restoration of all things. And that's the only message we have. We can't go out there make up something that's not true. We're just telling people exactly where we are in time. As of October the 15th, 2021, that was the end of the Grace Age. We are now in that season of time where it says, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And we're in that season of time where the restoration of all things is on. And we're just putting it out there. You can take it or leave it. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it. It's going to happen anyway, mm-hmm. because it's via the scriptures. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And you just want to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, if people want to know the truth, what these churches are about, and then they can be set free. What's really behind the spirit that's really behind these organizations? Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, that you sent a prophet, Lord, to make us aware of what is all out there. Like it says, you err not knowing the scripture, Lord, but we know what you've done in this hour and where you've brought us out of. Out of these religious organizations and the Old Testament, it would be all these foreign gods in the land, Lord. But these just changed their forms into the day and hour that we're living in, Lord. So we just want to expose the unfruitful works of darkness so people can become aware, Lord, and how Satan works, Lord. We just want to deliver people and set them free, Lord, from these systems of bondage, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.